Unit 9. What are GMOs? Would you eat a plant whose genes were altered by scientists in a laboratory? You probably already have, for genetically modified organisms, GMOs, also known as genetically engineered organisms, are widespread in modern food supplies. The concept underlying genetic modification is not new. For centuries, farmers have used a method called selective breeding to produce more resilient crops. They do this by choosing seeds from plants that appear to be particularly resistant to pests and cold or dry weather and planting those seeds in place of weaker strains. Over time, the desirable strains come to dominate the genetic profiles of the farmers' crops. In the 1980s, scientists developed a shortcut to the time-intensive and unpredictable selective breeding process. Using advanced laboratory equipment, they learned how to insert genetic material directly into plant seeds, leading to the immediate adoption of desirable characteristics in the plants. These were the first GMOs. Additionally, the scientists discovered they could transfer genes from non-plant species, such as bacteria, to food crops. Currently, just over a dozen countries around the world produce and sell GMOs, with the United States responsible for the majority of the crops. Along with corn, soybeans are the most common genetically modified crop. The advantages of GMOs are obvious. Farmers enjoy higher crop yields because fewer plants are lost to pests, cold spells, and droughts. Plants with pest-resistant genes also require fewer pesticide treatments, leading to safer produce for consumers and reducing the threat of environmental contamination. Moreover, many GMOs contain nutritious substances necessary to good health, as everything from vitamins to pharmaceutical drugs can be implanted in crop seeds, something that proponents of GMOs say could one day bring about the end of hunger in the developing world. Not everyone is supportive of the technology, however. Critics point to the fact that GM foods are simply too new to be embraced, alleging that there could exist long-term health risks that have yet to surface. Also, consumers with allergies have had adverse reactions to the implanted genes. Due to the lack of labels on GMOs, they did not realize they were ingesting something that could harm them. In response to claims that GM foods could help end hunger, critics say the seeds of these plants are patent-protected and much too expensive for farmers in poor regions to afford. The controversies surrounding the GM revolution go beyond human health to environmental issues as well. There is fear that pest-resistant genes could spread beyond farm fields, introducing toxins to the food supplies of insects and other organisms. For the time being, concerns over GMOs have led many governments, particularly in Europe, to strictly regulate the use and labeling of these organisms, banning them outright in some cases. Ultimately, though, the choice lies with the individual consumer. Given the potential benefits and risks, what decision would you make?